This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Let's join Party Line. That's right. Join us. Here we are. Let's thank our sponsors: Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Katz, Big Deals, Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Levin's Insurance, Vierk's Fine Jewelry, plus Mel Starlight Drive-In. It always confuses me when she says, let's join Party Line, like we're already doing it or something. So we've got also our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, and that's always made possible by Minute Printed in Lebanon, Albuquerque's in Flora, Genda Funeral Home, BCS in Michigan Town, 51 West Event Center, Pro By Computers, Blackhawk Winery, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, The Farmers Bank, plus Ellis Jewelers. I'm Kevin Keith, and I've got a full studio this morning. I'm so happy to have Melissa Miller on mic two, and on mic three is our very own Bill Gant. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Wow, this is kind of
You're
cool.
Not used to this, are you?
I know, yeah. Well, let's start with the Skywatch weather forecast, as we always do. Scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 60% chance of those, which will be sticking with us, like we said, on and off. Cloudy and a high up to only 81. Tonight, scattered showers hang with us mainly before 11 o'clock. Otherwise, cloudy and a low 68. Scattered showers tomorrow, mainly after 8 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny, high 84. And Saturday, scattered showers again, mostly sunny, high 86. Now, the scattered showers and thunderstorms are supposed to be after 3 p.m. on Saturday. And if that is the case, then we'll be all right for the Colfax Old Hickory days. But I'd like for it to stay dry because they've got a full night out there.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the truck and tractor pole.
As I say, truck and tractor pole is pretty huge out there. If you've never gone and you kind of like that kind of stuff, you need to go because it's a huge.
It is show. Fun to see it in is. Person.
Yeah, it is.
Now, if it rains, do they have rain delays for those?
That's a good question.
It depends on how wet the track gets, honestly.
Really? Yeah, they can do some of it.
All right, okay.
Yeah. They did have to delay one. They have another one later in the year, September,
yeah.
October.
Yeah.
They had to delay it last year.
It takes a lot for it to be a complete washout.
Yeah.
But, it just depends on how much they get, whether or not they can postpone it just a little bit, let it ride through, yeah. And then grade the track down and go.
I think they had done a full fundraiser for the Colfax Lions Club did a fundraiser for the Clinton Prairie Sports Department last October or something, and it was a truck and tractor pull, and it had been a monsoon for like a week, you know, so okay. They did have to postpone that until later in the year. They finally got it in. But we're going to hope for dry weather conditions as Cindy Lovelace and myself will be out there with our sister station, Shine 99, 10 to noon this Saturday at Colfax Old Hickory Days. And as I don't know if you know, Bill, but we've been talking, Melissa and I, last couple days. On Old Hickory Days, they start real early. Of course, they're going to be starting tomorrow.
Yes.
It kind of starts in the afternoon,
oh,
you know.
Yes.
Because you got to get your Friday work day in. But Saturday morning, everything starts bright and early. 7 o'clock is the registration for the Hickory Hustle.
Okay, must be a fun 5K.
It is a 5K.
Yeah.
Ramses has already signed up for that, so we've got a
nice
one in that. And he ran in the Bun Fun Run thing.
How'd he do?
Saturday. He did good at, I think, the best in his class, but he made the mistake. He thought it was Sunday morning instead of Saturday morning, so he stayed up all night Friday night.
You know? Oh.
And then we saw Jimmy Ewing of Jimmy Ewing's Appliance Repair Saturday night at the Crush Bon Jovi tribute band concert.
Yes.
And he said, now tell him next time to, you know, get the carbs the night before with the spaghetti and the
sure.
lasagna and everything. I said, no. We just hope he wakes up. Yeah.
Yeah.
The sleep helps, that's for sure.
Sure.
So he's looking forward to the Hickory Hustle Saturday morning.
But he had no sleep. He woke up. He still did best
still,
in his
yeah,
age category.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think he's fine.
Exactly. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk with Karen Crum. She may come in here, and if so, we'll pull up another chair and get some more coffee rolling for her. I didn't know. I knew you were coming in, Bill.
Yeah.
And I knew you were a coffee drinker, but didn't know if you... I got some extra back there.
I grabbed one at the gas station. I went to the YMCA today, so hit it on the way here.
Oh, okay. How's things at the Y?
Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah?
Pretty sparse, mm-hmm. which is how I like it.
Right, right.
No, there's plenty of room. It's great. Yeah, no, things going really well. It's a whole new place out there over the past few months.
Yeah, we got our family pass squared away a couple weeks ago. I hadn't been yet, but the kids have been taking advantage of it and enjoying it. And they've I mean, it's like a brand new thing to them, you know. They've mm-hmm. never been in there, and so they've got the pool and the weight rooms and everything.
Yeah.
They're enjoying it. Well, the Y is going to have a big end of summer block party this Sunday, noon to 6. We had Stephanie on earlier this week, and she was talking about that. They're going to have a DJ out there, a dunk tank that the kids have raised money to rent. And I think Sheriff Kelly, she said, is going to be in that.
Yeah, I believe
well.
So. I think he's one
he's
of
like
them.
Signing
yeah.
up for every dunk tank.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So you get a chance to dunk a few other local celebrities, too, she said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ken Hartman? Is Ken
no,
Hartman
I told her we could volunteer Ken. I'll bring him over in the station van. They're going to have carnival games, fitness class demos, food trucks. So you can eat and then work it off with the fitness classes.
Sure.
$2 for the individual day pass or $5 for a family day the whole afternoon, noon to 6 this Sunday. And I think they're also going to raffle off a TV as well, they said. I don't know if we're allowed to say that on the air, but...
We did.
We did.
Tough break.
Well, first day back to school for a lot of kids today. I think Central went back yesterday, maybe?
I believe so.
And I already got the text from Shell that, of course, our bus stop for our boys is at the Nickel Plate flats area there,
oh.
the apartment complex
okay.
there, across from Prairie Creek Park.
Downtown metro
yeah,
area.
Yeah, the metro
yeah.
area.
Mm-hmm.
Greater metro
Greater
area.
Metro area. Yeah, sure.
And that's where it's been the last couple of years. And there's a handful of kids that meet there each morning to get on the bus. And today being the first day, I already got the text from Michelle that there's a semi ran like the stop sign, ran around the bus with the arm out and the lights on.
Well, sure.
And then kept going and ran a red light right there at Jackson and Washington. So she's posting pretty pissed off on Facebook this morning. So.
Well, there might be a camera.
I don't blame
them. There might be a camera.
That's
too,
right.
They'll find you later.
That's right.
So
yeah.
Doesn't matter. Have a good day.
Good.
Good for you.
Good.
They'll find you.
Yeah, those semi
they
guys,
figure it out.
Man, they gotta. They most of them I see downtown are pretty respectful because you have to slow down just to get around. But you know, they see it coming. They may have like the yellow light.
Yeah.
And it's not yet red, they'll go ahead and run it, and, you know, so they don't have to slow down. I get it.
Another factor in there probably could be, depending on where the guy's coming from or how many times he's been through here, it's just
yeah.
like absolute frustration factor.
Yes, there's that.
He's
probably.
Been up all night driving.
Or
he gets
there's
to
also
this
the
place.
Factor, depending on how close they are to the light, whether or not they're going to get it stopped.
That's
yeah.
true. Got
yes,
plenty of room.
Exactly.
Because if they're loaded, that's 80,000 pounds.
Yeah, there's
right.
need a lot more stopping distance.
Yeah, it takes
so.
A lot to get one of those things stopped.
It's weird to see semis driving in places we don't normally see them,
yeah,
like down Washington
definitely.
Street and
oh,
Clinton
man.
Street.
No thanks.
That'll probably get a little crazier before it gets better, which made me come up with this.
WILO. Bumper to bumper to bumper today. Traffic may be a drag, but you're alert and alive. Other drivers are playing tag, but you're relaxed as you drive. You're turned on.
There you go. That's
that
our new traffic signal
that was
thing.
Way
God,
sounder.
That's like,
that was so
that's
cool.
Like Sid Caesar shows back on the air.
That was fantastic.
Holy crud.
I've got plenty more of those.
I would like to say, though, I haven't been in here a while.
Mm-hmm.
For the hot dog festival.
Yeah.
Man, nice work
yes.
all the way around.
Yes.
I mean, the hot dog festival was great, but also just the. I was wondering how that was all going to work with all this crazy.
So were the organizers, yeah. But they worked hard.
Well done. People
yes.
got and put that together. Nice job.
Yeah.
Things rolling, and I think everybody was okay.
I agree
nice,
100%.
Nice job.
We had Kim Stevens call up yesterday, and she was talking a little bit about what all goes into it. And, you know, you learn something new every time you talk to her, because it's like, oh yeah, I didn't think about that, but somebody has to think about it. Mm. And they did do a good job. I agree, Bill.
The traffic thing just
said
was
the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know
bad.
What? That's what proper planning and communication can do to help you out. It went real well, I think.
Absolutely.
Didn't hear anything behind the scenes, you know.
That's good.
So with all the traffic restrictions we have, it is hard to keep up with it and keep track of it. I reached out to NDOT, and last week we had Megan Duleveny, I think was her name, something like that. If you call it wrong, call it strong, they told me, and starting in radio.
Yeah.
And so she's going to be our new contact at NDOT to help us out. She works out of the Crawfordsville sub-district. But McKinley Avenue, starting this past Monday, they've got some restrictions there and some major road closings, which is by the Vintage Cafe. And you can still get around, I think, but some of the side streets, like the railroad tracks between there and Blinn, you're not nothing.
Yeah, you should just pretend that area doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist,
I
yeah.
tried that a day or so ago. It's all weird.
It is weird.
Just go a different way. Go in the country.
It is weird. Yes.
Yeah, just do it.
It is weird.
Yeah, and that's all the way down to 200, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Which is Bean Plant Road. If you don't know your road numbers, that's Bean Plant Road.
Oh, Bean Plant Road to the locals.
Yeah. Bean Plant Road.
Yeah.
We keep waiting for the closure to come to Hoke. They were supposed to do the restrictive work this week, which means they would have like a flagger. And I was over there two nights ago, and they do have it kind of tore up. I've not been over there yesterday. I don't know. Did you been over that way?
Which road? I'm sorry.
Like Hoke and Jackson, or Hoke and Walnut there, 28, the weird jog intersection.
Oh, yeah. It's still the same as it's been for a long time. There's
I saw
no
they,
new, yeah.
they tore something up in the side of the road two nights ago.
Oh, okay.
Because they're
going
to have a flagger down there. Okay, it'll be down to one lane.
Okay.
If it's not already. And then next week, closed altogether.
Yeah.
And so how are you going to get now?
Just
there's
walk.
Ways around it. But
visit beautiful scenic Lebanon.
That's right.
Just kidding. Frankfurt's a great place. Shop here too.
Yes, yes. And but I have discovered a few side streets and country roads that I had never driven down before over the last month. Yeah, it's kind of cool. I found myself on a country road the other night, and it was around dusk, and there was cornfields on both sides of me. And I rolled down the windows and kind of slowed down, and I was by myself. No other cars around. It was dark. And I smelled the corn. You know how you mm-hmm. can smell it? And, oh, my gosh, it took me back 25 years to southern Indiana growing up. It was just that wet corn smell. You know
and
what I'm talking about?
And it really would have taken him back if the deer had come out.
I was going to say, yeah. Deer.
Oh, I saw deer. Yeah, there's
see,
deer.
Southern Indiana 30 years deer. Ago. Mm-hmm. You're out in the cornfield in the country. Probably a couple other smells to give it.
Yeah,
back
there were some other smells.
Or the right time for making love. When you're talking about Bean Plant Road.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm here. That's how I got here.
Well, the other is the Hoke Avenue temporary closure is what we are calling it. But there's an official detour that's State Road 39 to State Road 38 to U.S. 421 to State Road 29 to East Michigan Town Road. I know where
to
all those
I-65
are.
To New
I
York
have no
City.
Clue what I just said. I know where all those roads are.
It's cool.
I didn't even know that they intersected with each other.
Just take some extra time.
The next paragraph down gets even more confusing, so I'll let you read it to yourself. But be looking out and
just,
be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a little extra time. That's the main thing. So there is a lot going on. As we mentioned, we've got the Colfax Old Hickory Days. They're going to do a big dedication of the Big Four Trail this Saturday out there at the Shelter House in Colfax, which is at the corner of Columbia and Main, at 10 a.m., just as Cindy and I are taking to the airwaves. After the ceremony, there's going to be a group trail walk down the section of the trail in town. And I think Lacey yesterday said that part of the Hickory Hustle course
right,
is
it's on the trails, too.
Yeah. Mm. So they're taking advantage of that.
Now, there's a mayor out there, right, in Colfax, isn't it? Marty Stevens, I think, is the mayor.
Marty Stevens
is Marty
the
Stevens the mayor?
I don't know. I don't know Marty sure. Stevens. I know
okay.
a lot of people in Colfax.
Owns a lot of land out there.
Oh,
yeah.
really? Okay.
Yeah, very important mover and shaker. So how many Colfax days has there been? Do you know? Like, is it like
what? Yeah, 1961.
63, I think, is what she said.
I thought she said 61. She maybe it was 63.
So it started 19?
Yeah, and it started 1960.
Okay.
And it started out as
sidewalk days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What they called it.
Okay.
And then she said around 83, 84, her dad and a couple others kind of brought it into what it is now.
Oh.
The old Hickory days.
Was it, what was it before, really? Was it not a
sidewalk like
a,
days?
Oh, just a sidewalk kind of sale.
Well,
thing.
They, no.
That's
they,
what I asked.
They
her.
Called it sidewalk sale oh. days, but they were still like a festival. People came
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Set
up stuff.
Okay. It just
yeah.
wasn't as
it just,
big.
Just got a little
yeah.
bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And they added the mullet contest, which is
yeah,
changed
they didn't
things.
Have truck and tractor poles and that yeah. kind
mullet
of stuff
contest?
Going on.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, Bill. You and I can. Yeah. Get in on that.
I'm starting to work on one just about. Yeah.
Me too. that's when is the mullet contest? Yeah, it's between the band break
right.
at like 9 o'clock Friday yeah. night.
Did you ever grow your hair really long? Did you have long hair?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. But now your hair is leaving
I was
like mine.
23, yeah.
We should grow our hair out really long and have ponytails. And then
you
we could donate it.
You know,
can,
I'd
still
be,
do that?
I'd
they
be
still
willing
do
to donate
yeah,
it. Yeah,
they still do that.
Yeah.
So like the next 2 years.
The Locks for Love
like
or something
hair.
Like that.
Yeah.
The Locks for Love.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we'd look goofy. Nothing on top and then a big long.
I know.
Yeah. I did that idea. When I cut mine off. I cut mine off when my junior year of high school. I used to sit on mine. It was that long.
Oh, my
Holy
goodness.
Cow,
yeah.
Melissa.
And
that's
then
amazing.
In between my junior and senior year, I cut it off shoulder length.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Yeah. Weren't you a sports person?
Yeah.
So did you play basketball with that hair? Like, is it just all bunned up?
No.
Real tight?
I just had it in ponytail or. Yeah,
yeah, that's a
down your back. Though, that's
she's
crazy.
Slapping around the defensive.
Wow,
yeah.
Part of the reason why I cut it off. So,
I'm sure it probably bothered you.
Yeah,
no. Yeah,
it'd weigh 50 pounds.
I had to let my mom deal with the idea that I was cutting my hair. So.
Oh, it's okay.
Save her a few
yeah.
bucks.
And Garney too, because Garney's the one that cut it, and he actually cried.
Jeez.
Oh,
wow. Well, he had threatened me for years. Okay, Garney has his shop and worked in the downtown shop, barber shop for years. So
yeah.
He always cut my brother's hair.
I didn't know
my
this.
Brother. My three brothers are a lot older than I am. And he used to threaten me from the time I was like 3 years old that he was going to cut my pigtails off or my braids or whatever my hair was in at that time
mm-hmm.
whenever we took the boys in to get their haircuts. So when I did finally walk into his shop, I was 17. I walked into his shop and I said, okay, you're going to get your wish. And he said, what? And I said, you're going to get your wish. You get to cut it off. And he literally, it took him an hour just to, you know, across the edge because he kept saying, are you sure? Are you sure? And it's like, yeah.
Well, it'll always, it'll usually grow back.
Oh, yeah.
Although not in Bill and I's case. So
no.
Not necessarily.
I'm just trying to get the, I could imagine you being little with pigtails.
Yeah.
Little Melissa Miller. Little 4-year-old
Melissa
Miller.
Unfortunately, there's some pictures on Facebook somewhere. I think one of my classmates put our school pictures up or something. So from elementary school.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
So, but yeah.
Well, in Colfax, if you want to come out for the Big Four Trail dedication, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
is when they're doing it. And Liz Stitzel with the Clinton County Area Planning Commission invited us out there. Now, I was asking Ken, and he couldn't remember for sure, but remember about 3 or 4 months ago they had a big brouhaha about this trail they were going to build in Colfax or
right.
come through and take people's property, which they weren't. But there was a lot of misinformation out there. It was actually more than 3 or 4 months ago. It was probably closer to a year now, but it's been a long month. It's been a long year. So the old Hickory days will continue through about 10 o'clock. Saturday night, a couple of the highlights is the pancake breakfast, of course, Bill, 7 to 10 at the Colfax Christian Church.
Wonderful.
Of course, the fish fry Friday night, that's the big draw with Perry Township. Then the Hickory Hustle at 8 a.m. Vendors will open from 9 till 9. They'll have the bounce houses open then and all the kids' games. And they do it right there on Main Street, too. You know, you get the vendors right there. They just shut it down. Just come on down. The Hickory Show and Shine, I'm not for sure what that is.
That's the semi.
Oh, that's the
show.
Thing. Yeah, the touch a truck thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's the semi. So, instead of doing a regular car show, it's all semis.
Yeah.
A semi
Isn't
show.
That cool?
Yeah.
Cab overs.
Yeah.
Come on.
And so they've
Let's
got that all day, 10 to 5, basically. And yeah, Lacey said you can get up there and touch them. Clinton County Canine Unit demonstration at 11 a.m. Keep them away from the station van. That's all I got to say. 11 a.m. is
the
when
dogs
are
the truckers.
Those are the dogs. Now, the Clinton County Sheriff's Department did a presentation at the Hot Dog Festival. I didn't get a chance to see it, but Shell was telling me about it, and she said the dog, they had to, like, grab it by the collar and remove it from the person that they were play attacking.
Whoa.
Because he can't tell the difference between
sure.
fake and demonstrations.
Yeah.
Or demonstrations and a real deal. So, yeah, I guess that was pretty interesting. And then they hid some drugs in one of the flower pots downtown, and the dog found it.
The dog found
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. They walked him around.
They always win.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, they do.
It's hard to beat the dogs. Good luck.
Cornhole tournament at 12 noon. Parade at 2. And then the pizza eating contest, thanks to, what is it, Colfax Pizza King,
pizza
I think?
King, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Well,
what do you think about that, Bill?
Well, I used to work for Pizza King.
I know you.
That pizza's pretty tasty.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, I don't know about winning a pizza eating contest, but I could give it a try.
No chance.
Why not?
Especially if anybody halfway real shows up to those type of things.
Yeah,
they're just,
you're right. They're
yeah. special
you're right.
stuff,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, they train for that stuff, don't they?
Did you happen to see the hot dog eating contest in Frankfurt?
No, I saw no. part of it they had on Facebook, but I didn't see the whole thing.
Okay.
Did you?
No, I went to the one a year ago, and I don't know. It was different.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't a lot of people there, and that's not like a diss on like the festival at all. You know, it was just like it was hot in the afternoon.
Right.
And there just wasn't like a lot of people there. And then again, this wasn't this year. This was last year. And mm-hmm. then they were talking about it. But it was just kind of weird because there were so few people. When they started eating, it was just like really silent. And it was all these people just watching
you didn't
people
have
eat.
The cheering
and it
and
seemed
all
like
that
uncomfortable
stuff.
For
that
the people
would be
eating.
Weird.
I
yeah.
felt uncomfortable watching them
yeah.
eat. You know?
Right.
And then also there was like one person that was like way motivated to do it. And the other ones were just like eating lunch. It was hilarious. Like, I could do that. Yeah. Whatever. But
yeah.
I'm sure this year is probably much better. But
you know,
last year, COVID concerns. We'll,
yeah.
just, we'll just say it was part of that.
You plus know, it rained. It. You know?
And it was a little rainy.
Now, you know, you got to have some kind of music while they're eating.
Yeah, it just
some kind
didn't
of
have,
background,
there's
got to
be something there.
Bouncy
to,
something,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, they needed like to get an MC for the hot dog
Winchester
eating contest.
Cathedral.
You know, somebody on the radio. Someone yeah. hit someone cool, someone yeah. fun. Someone like Todd Berry.
Winchester Cathedral? Are
yeah,
you kidding
right?
me? No.
Winchester Cathedral.
Wouldn't that be
you're
great?
You're bringing me
not
down.
For a hot dog eating contest. No.
That's a demented
oh my gosh.
Contest.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
going to get very
yeah.
weird.
You're welcome. You'll have that in your head all day now.
Oh.
Well,
dig that up.
For the first time in 60 years, WILO is not having play-by-play high school sports. But that's just because we're doing something better for you, right?
That's right.
We're going to move it over to HoosierLionTV.com, and we're pretty excited about this. Don Stock is very excited about this. Now, last 2 or 3 years, you guys, as Billy Christmas and Mistletoe Miller, have done the Christmas music box.
Yes.
What do we mm-hmm. do, 6 to midnight?
Yeah.
The day of Thanksgiving mm-hmm. through Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we can't do high school sports on the radio because TPA keeps us, you know, reined in. No,
yeah.
just kidding. So we want to play the Christmas music, and we've done that the last 2 years,
mm-hmm.
put it over on the TV, and
yeah.
Nobody has complained. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
So Russ Casper and I have talked about it for 3 years, and we decided this was the year.
Yes.
So Don Stock has got a haircut. Carl Kercheval took a bath.
Whoa.
And we're ready to go for high school sports. August 19th, our first game, Tri-West at Western, and this is Howard County, 7 o'clock kickoff. And we've expanded the coverage to have Carroll and Western
mm-hmm.
since they've they've been looking for a media love for the last couple of years, and they're both doing really well. And Carroll, especially in basketball, going to be look for boys and girls, right, Melissa?
Oh, yeah.
So we're looking forward to that, and we're going to do it for football, basketball, volleyball, little league, kickball, whatever comes up.
Mm.
Week two, right. I'm stretching here. Week two will be Frankfort at Clinton Prairie, August 26th. That'll be fun. And we had a couple people ask about Sheridan. Yes, we will expand our Sheridan coverage too. We'll still have it. And you can go to HoosierLandTV.com and choose the game of the week that you want to watch.
Yes.
And watch it live, and then it'll be archived forever and all that. Daniel Bragg will still have all the Sheridan action, including basketball and volleyball, and I think he even does some baseball. So
I said women's chess. Also women's chess.
Women's chess. Don't forget women's chess. That's right. Starts in late May.
Don and Carl, a lot of fun. Come for the game, stay for the party.
That's right.
I'm telling you, they leave it all out there, folks.
That's right. All right, we've got a live Karen Crum coming up. She is going to join us right here in the studio. I'm going to have to kick one of y'all over. We'll have her come. What's that?
I said, bye, Kevin.
Okay, yeah, right. We'll have that coming up next on Wilo's Party Line. This.